Welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner-friendly Ableton Live Masterclass on tonal risers, made from resampling, specifically built to be DJ-friendly for drum and bass sets. And that phrase, DJ-friendly, is the whole point. We're not just making a random noise sweep. We're making a riser that has musical pitch, fits your key, builds tension and a predictable phrase length, and lands cleanly so the drop hits hard and the mix feels obvious to a DJ and the crowd. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow. Make a tonal seed, automate movement, resample it, then process the audio into a polished riser that fits 8, 16, or 32 bars. Think of this as building your own little riser factory. First, set the project up like a drum and bass track actually behaves. Set tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but pick one and commit so your phrasing feels consistent. Now start thinking in 16-bar blocks. This matters because DJs and dancers feel those boundaries even if they can't explain them. An intro might be 16 or 32. A build is often 16, drops are commonly 32, breakdown 16. You want your riser to start at a clean phrase boundary and peak at the next one. Turn on the metronome. Set your loop brace to 16 bars. We're going to use that loop as our print zone so every time you resample, it's consistent. Now we need a tonal source. This is your seed. The riser is going to inherit its musical identity from this, so don't rush it. Option A is the easiest, a pad chord. Create a MIDI track and load Wavetable. On oscillator 1, choose basic shapes and go for a sine-ish or triangle-ish shape. On oscillator 2, also basic shapes, but use a saw quietly underneath, just to give it some harmonics. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount around 20 to 40%. We're not trying to make it huge yet. Just alive. Now put in a chord that matches your track. If you're in a minor, use A, C, and E. Keep it simple. Simple is good for risers, because you want the pitch message to be clear in a loud mix. Set the amp envelope so it's not clicky. Attack around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Release around 1.5 to 3 seconds. Smooth in, smooth out. Option B is more DNB, a Reese note. Create a MIDI track. Load operator and choose an algorithm where all oscillators go straight to output. Make oscillator A a saw, oscillator B a saw, and detune B by about 5 to 12 cents. Put a single note on the root of your track. If we're in a minor, try A1. Either option is fine. Pad is smooth and musical. Reese is aggressive and tense. Now, before we even think about resampling, we're going to set up a dedicated print channel. This is one of the biggest work like a pro habits in Ableton. Create an audio track named Print Risers. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Resampling means it records whatever's coming out of your master. That's powerful, but it's also dangerous if you forget to solo things. So here's your rule. Whenever you print a riser, you solo the seed track, so you don't accidentally bake drums and random stuff into your riser audio. Now we're going to create movement before we resample. Teacher note here. Treat the riser like a mini mixdown, not just an effect. If your seed sounds harsh, boomy, or messy, the resampled audio will be messy too, and you'll spend way longer fixing problems later. On your seed track, add devices in this order: auto filter, saturator, hybrid reverb, and utility. Let's set them up. Auto filter first. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Add a little drive, like plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Now automate the cutoff over 16 bars, starting around 200 Hz and rising to around 12 kHz. This is the classic opening up build, and it reads well in a club. Even if the crowd doesn't know what's happening, they feel the energy lift. Next, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere around plus 2 to plus 8 dB. Turn on soft clip most of the time for risers, because it keeps spikes from going crazy. Then hybrid reverb. Choose a hall or plate. Decay around 4 to 10 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Automate the wet amount from maybe 10% up to 35, 50, even 60% depending how epic you want it. Then utility at the end, just for gain control. Aim for your printed riser peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before any limiter. You do not need it loud right now. You need it clean. As you automate, here's the mindset. Don't just ramp everything linearly. Real tension tends to feel slow at first and faster near the end. So maybe your filtered and reverb feel gentle for the first half, then they really accelerate in the last 4 bars. That late urgency is what makes a drop feel inevitable. Okay. Now we print. Set the loop brace over your 16-bar build. Solo the seed track. Hit record and capture the full 16 bars onto print risers. When it's done, select the recorded clip and consolidate it. Command or Control J. Rename it something like Riser Tonal Pad 16. Now drag that clip onto a fresh audio track called Riser Audio. Great! Now we're in the sound design stage, where we can make it feel like a proper Riser, not just a pad with automation. On Riser Audio, add EQ8, Auto Filter, Shifter and Delimiter. EQ8 first. High pass it. Usually somewhere between 80 and 150 Hz. This is critical. Risers with low end make the drop feel smaller, because they steal space from the sub and the first kick. We want the drop to own the low end. If the riser is harsh, do a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Not a massive scoop, just enough to stop ear fatigue. Next, auto filter again. This is your second stage of control. You can use a bandpass here for a telephone to wide open trick. Start narrow and a bit lower, then gradually open it wider toward the end. Or you can switch it back to a low pass that opens fully at the end. The point is, this filter is for sculpting the resampled texture, not the original synth tone. Now the key device, shifter in pitch mode. This is what makes it a tonal riser. Set shifter to pitch. Keep fine tune at 0. Automate transpose. A super safe, musical move is 0 up to plus 12 semitones over 16 bars. That's an octave rise, and it almost always feels right. If you want it subtler or more jungle-ish, go 0 to plus 7 semitones. That's a fifth. Classic tension without sounding like you changed key. Quick coach note, pick a target note for the final moment. Root is the safest. Fifth is tension. Octave is the big lift. So if your track is in a minor, arriving on A, E, or an octave up will translate well in loud systems. If you want a darker, more sci-fi vibe instead of clean pitch, you can use frequency shifter in frequency mode and automate from 0 up to maybe 200 to 600 Hz. That gets metallic fast, which can be perfect for techie DNB, but it's less in key, so use it intentionally. Finally, put a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. Don't crush it. This limiter is just a seatbelt. Now, TJ-friendly impact. This is where a lot of beginner risers fail. They build tension, but they don't clearly arrive. Right before the drop, create a micro gap. Try muting the last eighth note or last quarter note of the riser. That tiny silence creates a suck that makes the drop feel bigger. In Ableton, an easy way is to automate utility to minus infinity for that tiny moment. Optional but effective, add a subtle downlifter under it, like a white noise sweep pitch down. And you can add a crash or ride swell that ends exactly on the drop. That's a very DNB readable coup in a club mix. Now let's arrange this like real DNB phrasing. Here's a 16-bar build template you can copy. Bars 1 to 8. Keep it lower intensity. Filter not fully open. Pitch not too dramatic. Bars 9 to 12. Start making it obvious. Increase pitch movement. Increase reverb wet. Bars 13 to 15. Add extra tension. Maybe a noise layer. Maybe a bit more saturation. Maybe a slightly sharper filter. Bar 16. The signpost. Micro gap and impact cue. Bar 17. Drop. And for 32-bar intros that are DJ-friendly, you usually want the first half to be blendable, meaning, it can be there, but it shouldn't be screaming for attention while the DJ is still mixing. Bars 1 to 16, subtle lift. Bars 17 to 24, more movement. Bars 25 to 32, peak tension and clear cues. A really useful advanced but easy trick is two-stage pitch, hold then launch. So for 16-bar riser, keep pitch at 0 for bars 1 to 12, then ramp hard to plus 12 in bars 13 to 16. That stays mixable, then clearly signals the switch. Another upgrade is stepwise semitone climbing. Instead of a smooth glide, make little plateaus. 0, then plus 3, then plus 5, then plus 7, then plus 12. It feels more composed and less generic. Now let's talk layering, because tonal risers can sometimes get lost behind loud drums. A noise riser, but keep it supporting the tonal layer, not replacing it. Create a MIDI track. Load analog or wave-eatable, use just noise, low-pass it, automate the cutoff up, add hybrid reverb and automate wet up, blend it quietly under your tonal riser, like minus 12 to minus 18 dB. The tonal layer does the musical job, the noise layer does the air and excitement. Now, a couple mix-down style habits that will make these work in actual DJ transitions. First, tails need to be DJ safe. If your reverb tail smears into the first kick of the drop will feel smaller. Two easy solutions. Fade the audio tail over the last half bar using clip fades, and also automate stereo width down right before impact. That width automation is huge. Try it. Early in the riser, wide feels exciting. but at the final beat, pulling toward mono makes the handoff punchier and clearer on club systems. If your printed riser has random spiky peaks from distortion and reverb, tame it before the limiter. Use drum bus with very low drive and slightly negative transients, or a glue compressor doing just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is not to squash it, it's to stop rogue peaks from forcing your limiter to work too hard. Now, common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too much low-end, high-pass it. 2. Riser not in key. Use pitch moves in semitones and choose a target note like root, fifth, or octave. 3. Over-reverb with a messy tail. Trim the tail or pull reverb down right before the drop. 4. No clear arrival. Microgap and EQ sound solve this. 5. Perfectly linear automation. Use curves or late acceleration. If you want to go heavier and darker, here are a few pro directions. Resample your base layer, not just pads. Print a Reese or Neuro layer, then pitch it up. That scream rise is a classic heavy D-NB move. Try distortion into filtering rather than filtering into distortion. You often get a more biting top end as the filter opens. Add subtle ring modulation using frequency shifter and ring mod mode. Keep it low and automate it slightly upward. And consider mid-side EQ. High pass the sides higher, like 200 to 400 Hz, so the center stays strong and the air stays wide. Now let's lock it in with a short practice exercise. Tick a key, let's say F minor. Make a 1-bar chord or bass note seed. Make 3 risers, 8, 16, and 32 bars. For each one, automate filter and reverb on the seed, resample it, then apply shifter pitch rise. For 8 bars, go 0 to plus 7 semitones. For 16 bars, 0 to plus 12. For 32 bars, still end at plus 12, but delay the climb until after bar 9 so the first half stays blendable. Add a micro gap of 1/8 note before the end on all 3. Then place them right before a dummy drop. Just a kick, snare, and sub. A slash B, which riser length feels best for the vibe you want. And if you want a bigger challenge, build a reusable mini riser pack. 5 files total in 1 key, 2 characters, clean tonal and aggro tonal. Export an 8-bar clean, a 16-bar clean ending on the root, a 16-bar aggro ending on the octave, a 32-bar clean with late pitch launch, and a 32-bar aggro where you crossfade toward a destroyed parallel layer near the end. This audio version is shortened for playback.